opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Maybe just go ahead and give him a key to the city. Because Shane Van Gisbergen does own the streets of Chicago. He delivers once again.
Hell yeah, buddy. Weekend sweep. You are a bad.
Shane Van Gisbergen takes the sweep. Over the past 2 days of racing in Chicago.
This is the one time you can tell a man he's for the streets and it'd be a good thing, right?
Absolutely. And we're playing Kickstart by My Heart by Motley Crue. Let's go. Let's go to the Circa Resort and Casino Outline. CircaLasVegas.com. We talked to him last week. We had a feeling he was the overwhelming favorite for the NASCAR weekend, and why not on the Chicago streets. Congratulations to Shane Van Gisbergen on not only Saturday, but Sunday. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you made a lot of things look like, relatively speaking, no problem. Let's start with the race on Saturday. That was the 110. I got to check it out myself. I was there that day, saw you do the donuts at the finish line, which was a lot of fun to watch. What did you learn maybe about the course this year? It is the same. It was the same course overall. But what did you learn about maybe driving on it this year or improve on that from the years past you were able to use that experience to your advantage this time around?
Yeah, the track was pretty similar to previous years. It was just so much hotter. Like, the weather was great all weekend, but Saturday especially, it was very hot. Track was really slick and the tires didn't like it. So, yeah, just trying to learn and Saturday certainly helped me for Sunday, that's for sure. I had a great day, and then, you know, turned around, did it again the next day.
Shane, I got to know, how confident are you going into a weekend like last weekend? Because for us, it was a foregone conclusion you were going to win the race. But I want to know what your mindset is going into something like this, where you know you've had to have a decided advantage over most of these NASCAR drivers who are used to certain things being certain ways, while you are well adapted to this style of race.
I guess, you know, reasonably confident. You know, it's my style of racing, but, you know, we've been getting a lot better on the road courses, doing really good work with the car setup and development of it. And the preparation here was really intense, but good at the same time. And as soon as we got on track, it felt great. So kind of just built on that and built up all weekend. And yeah, just to have two flawless days was really, really cool.
Now, Shane, I did laugh. Somebody made the joke on Twitter here that when there was the big pileup in the Grant Park 165 on Sunday, that just like in Chicago at that point on a regular basis, Lakeshore Drive was down to one lane. Take me through that pileup and just being able to, I know that was, you were ahead of the pack, but just having that caution flag come out and then knowing that that was a possibility for the drivers on that course, that was pretty dramatic just to see from our vantage point.
Well, I was glad I was ahead of it and not involved in all that mess. Yeah, then they parked us halfway around the track for 15 minutes or so while they red flagged and cleaned it up. But yeah, unfortunate. It was lap 3 or 4, so unfortunate for a lot of cars to get pulled out of the race, but that's the street circuits. That's high risk, and stuff like that can happen.
Well, and I feel like nobody knows that better than you. What did you maybe either proof yourself from, or just know when to, you know, essentially when to speed up, when to slow down, but just what caution did you take to prevent something like that happen? Because that's another first time though I feel like we've heard from drivers over this NASCAR weekend here, where a particular turn gave the field a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I started the race pretty conservative. You know, the first stage, another guy passed me and I kind of just cruised behind him and, you know, left a lot of margin to the wall and just, you know, built up to it. And then, you know, the second stage, third stage really started pushing. But yeah, track like that, there's no room for error. You got to leave a little bit of margin. So I left a little more than usual in the first stage and then really turned it up in the second.
We're talking to Shane Van Gisbergen, who swept the Chicago Street race this past weekend. And Shane, I want to know what was different about this weekend than the previous two. You've had success all three times, but what was different for you, whether it was the feeling of how you won or conditions?
Probably just the weather. Yeah, it's the first week it hasn't rained. You know, we had great weather each day, and it rained after at the end of the race, which was probably kind of fitting, but yeah, just it was a cool weekend, great for the fans, the atmosphere, the concerts and everything. It felt alive, the place, like the, yeah, it was really cool doing the pre-race on the float and how excited it felt like everyone was excited to have us there.
I definitely would echo that. Even being in the crowd, just watching, you could tell there was a definite buzz and a group that I think knew what they were seeing. You know, they know what to expect. And also they're familiar with you and your work, you know, owning that aspect of NASCAR races. What has winning in Chicago and then expanding on that in your resume with NASCAR, what has this city and this race meant to you in your career?
Yeah, as I said that many times last week, like it kind of changed the course of my career to come over here and race NASCAR full time. You know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that race a couple of years ago. So yeah, it's been awesome for me. Great place, and I really hope we keep coming back in future years. It feels like the momentum of the race is building. It's only getting better, and people still really enjoy having us. So I hope it really continues, and yeah, I definitely it's one of the races I most look forward to on the calendar.
Did you ever think that in your experience in the Supercars League in Australia that you would even get an opportunity like this to drive in NASCAR someday?
I always dreamed about it. You know, the like road course ringers, they call it, guys who come in for one off or a couple of road course races a year, is kind of normal in NASCAR. And I always hoped one day to have a go, but I never ever thought I would be doing it full time, you know. So it's been a good change and one I've really, really enjoyed.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Shane, Kevin Harvick had some recent comments on the podcast talking about how your ability to get better at this, something you're already better at than all the other NASCAR drivers, has widened the gap as you continue to get faster and better, and he called it terrifying. Do you see yourself and your growth in this as something that says that you can do this for years to come because of how much better you've gotten compared to the rest of the field?
Well, you hope to think that, don't you? But yeah, I never just sit on what I'm doing. You know, you're always looking for ways to improve, and even on a weekend like that, we had areas we could have been a lot better at and still could have made the car better and myself better. So, yeah, you can't just sit still while everyone catches up. You got to keep trying to get better yourself as well.
Is it wrong that I even think one of the main skill sets that you showed off is being able to do donuts in that small amount of space? Because the start-finish line didn't have a lot of room to work with there, and you pulled it off really well.
Yeah, it's amazing. As you know, I've been lucky to do that there a couple of times. I had a little bit of practice, but I did touch the wall on Sunday, so it didn't ding up the car too bad. But it was it's pretty cool doing it there right in front of the crowd and all the team guys. It's an epic feeling.
And then just lastly, Shane, what has been your impressions of just the city of Chicago? And you mentioned the atmosphere, but just being able to take in, I know you've got a lot of work to do. This is a business trip for you, but yep. What has been your impressions of just being here?
Yeah, just like where we stay in that little hub right across the track and walking to the track every morning, you know, on Sunday we're walking in with the fans, you know, it was pretty cool seeing the place fill up. And then, yeah, just as I said earlier, just that buzz or the vibe of everyone is really uplifting. You know, it's like everyone's enjoying themselves and it makes you want to be there as well. It's a really, really cool event to be part of.
Well, cheers a Red Bull or a sugar-free Red Bull to your victory, Shane, driving for Red Bull and for WeatherTech. Congratulations again, and thanks for putting on a show here in Chicago.
Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
That was Shane Van Gisbergen, who owns the Chicago streets. He's for the Chicago streets.
He's definitely for the streets in Chicago. He's probably going to be for the streets in San Diego next year, maybe for the streets in multiple cities. We'll see how it goes, but right now he's the king of the road.
Yeah, a dashing gentleman with a cool accent who can run the streets. How do you like that?
Scary for all the ladies out there.
Don't hurt them, Shane Van Gisbergen.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.